This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 31, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The EADS Airbus A400M military transport project is about to miss a crucial milestone. European nations and companies partnering in the plane's development have a contract which allows them to withdraw from the program if the A400M doesn't make its first flight by the end of today. And no, it won't. EADS has asked the partners for more money. Britain and Germany have threatened to pull out. And Sunday, Airbus CEO Tom Enders told Germany's Der Spiegel the plane cannot be built under the terms of the current contract. He said he refuses to make a, quote, pilgrimage to Berlin or Paris to plead for a continuation of the program under conditions that are not acceptable to us. Better an end with horror than horror without an end, unquote. EADS brass was not amused at the comment. They issued a statement yesterday saying that EADS, quote, confirms that it remains fully committed to the construction of the A400M that will be the most complete, high-performance military plane for the coming decades, unquote. But if you look farther down, the statement does admit the 2003 contract has terms that preclude completing development. EADS has asked partners for a 30-day moratorium on pullouts from the project. A lawsuit against Cessna over a runway incursion in 2001 may be moving to the Italian court system. On a foggy morning in October 2001, a Cessna jet and a Scandinavian Airlines plane collided at Milan's Linate Airport, killing 118 people. Relatives of 69 of the dead, representing seven foreign nations, brought suit against Cessna in federal court in Florida, saying its company pilots received inadequate training for operation in limited visibility. That judge dismissed the suit, saying it belonged in Italian courts, close to where the accident happened, and closer to evidence and witnesses. The plaintiffs appealed, but the Associated Press reports that on Friday, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the dismissal and noted that Cessna was okay with the move to Italian jurisdiction. That ruling came with no comment on the merits of the suit. The Cessna pilots were doing a demo flight for a customer at the time of the collision. An inoperative radar system at the airport was also noted during the investigation. Italian courts have already convicted 8 people in connection with the crash. ABC News is raising questions about the Grumman HU-16E seaplane that's used to market Red Bull energy drink at major sporting events and air shows. ABC notes the Albatross was decommissioned and disposed of by the Coast Guard in 1976 because of concerns with the structural integrity of the aircraft's wings. ABC further reports the plane operates under an experimental airworthiness certificate that prohibits anyone other than non-essential crew and prohibits flight over densely populated areas. Yet the plane is used to give celebrities rides and overfly huge crowds at outdoor events. A Red Bull spokeswoman, Patrice Radden, told ABC, quote, neither Red Bull nor any of its pilots or flight crews have or would operate an aircraft that is known to be unsafe or in an unsafe manner, unquote. It's really not clear whether ABC has its facts straight on this one or even has the right plane. The report repeatedly refers to the Red Bull Albatross as being built in 1954 and as being 55 years old. But FAA records confirm the statement in Red Bull's promotional materials that November 29853 is actually a 1957 HU-16E. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The Northwest Airlines logo goes the way of Studebaker. Branson's opening day air show goes international. And a British protester should be old enough to know better. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the final installment of Lessons from Flight 1549, here two airport representatives tell Congress what it will take to reduce the threat of bird strikes. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.